Well, we go back now to Storm Bram. The Department of Education and Youth has confirmed that while the vast majority of schools open today, as scheduled, approximately 70 schools have reported to them that they are closed today or are closing early. These are predominantly located in coastal areas in the west of Ireland. And meanwhile, some flights continue to be grounded at Dublin Airport. Its spokesperson, Graeme McQueen, is with us now. Graeme, more cancellations this morning, but how many now at this stage?
Yeah, so far today, Cian, at Dublin, we've 73 flights that have been cancelled by airlines. That's 36 inward flights and 37 going out. We've also seen four cancellations at Cork and one diversion away from Cork, which came up to Dublin. That was a flight from London Heathrow this morning. So a day of disruption. The winds are due to increase, particularly in the Dublin area this afternoon. So we'll wait and see what other impact comes from that. But we're hopeful that we'll get as many people away as possible. But there is that caveat that people travelling today should stay in touch with their airline, because disruption is in the network and it's possible that you may face a delay or, worst case scenario, a cancellation.
Of course, it's hard to predict, but is it mainly flights between the UK and Ireland?
So far, that's been the case, Cian. Actually, 41 of those 73 flights were cancelled last night. And that was looking at the forecast that the airlines who fly the propeller aircraft decided that the conditions would be too rough for those aircraft to fly. So they were cancelled ahead of time. Passengers would have been notified of that last night. But we are seeing some disruption. There's a lot of impact on the UK airports and Amsterdam, Paris, those types of places. They're being impacted as well. So we have seen some cancellations in the last couple of hours from those types of places. Will that continue? Look, there's a good chance, I would suggest. We'll probably see some cancellations later on today, but it really depends on just how bad the winds get in this part of the world.
Graeme McQueen, spokesperson for Dublin Airport, thanks for joining us this afternoon.